insights to lots of different issues, discussions of things that are going on, things that you may not have known, things you may not have imagined, things you may not have heard about. Probably by this time, most people have heard that the mayor of Toronto, Mr. Ford, is seeking help for his problem. He says he has a problem with alcohol. I'm shocked. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We're shocked to learn of Mr. Ford's problem. He's taking a leave from his re-election campaign.
Right.
To seek immediate help for his problem. His decision...
A little too late, maybe?
comes in the wake of a Toronto Sun report. They have some pretty raunchy audio that puts him with Mr. Sterling. Oh, maybe not. Not the same. Wasn't the same hook. But once again, it proves that there is no privacy. And this guy's dumb enough to go into a bar and do what he did, the do-wah-diddy in the bar. It's fun that it's not happening in America.
Right. It's not one of ours this time.
Well, but
exciting.
You see, Canada and America are pretty much one and the same. At some point in time, they're going to be the United States of North America, which will include Canada and Mexico. That'll happen. And so this guy may be the precursor for that. Who knows? Because he is kind of like one of those American... how many Republicans...
He's a great uniter. Is that a uniter?
Well, how many Republican senators and congressmen were there? The last guy just resigned. Well, he didn't resign. He said he wasn't going to run for re-election. Say that they're great Christians, they're great family men, they have this wonderful relationship with their wives, and on the side they're doing the coochie coo with somebody like Sterling's girlfriend or someone of that ilk. And maybe, I didn't see the picture of the person that the congressman was kissing. I was told by someone that she was fairly attractive or kind of cute, whatever it is, some sexist reference to a woman who may or may not have invited it. You see, there's a whole different spin on this depending on whether you talk to men or women. And I don't mean that as a general statement, but oftentimes men will say, she really wanted it. She encouraged it. She brought it on. It wasn't my fault. It was her fault for having a low-cut dress or wearing tight pants or short skirts. I was just innocent, and she just stood in front of me and basically invited me.
I couldn't control myself.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's her fault. Okay. And then there's the other side. The ladies like Miss, what's her name, Spiriola? V.
Staviano.
Stingaranga, whatever her name is. That's not really her name anyway. She has another.
The lady in the welder's hat. I think that is more descriptive.
Yeah, right. This is a song there, probably, Jennifer.
Lady in a welder's hat. Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It'll be a number one hit. Get into the studio and you're already in the studio. So. The ladies are, this guy, he came on a big, strong guy. Couldn't fight him off. I didn't want him in my room. I didn't want him in my space. I didn't want him anywhere near me. He's a pig. But he pushed his way onto me. And, in fact, the reality is that it usually is neither of those, but something that is relatively arrangeable. It's an arrangement that people have because women seem to like men who have power and control, and men seem to like women who are more easily obtainable. Maybe that's the case sometimes.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think men like those women for short term, but I think men want to feel like they earned something.
Men want to feel like they've earned something?
Yeah, like, this is a great woman. Like, I got her. I caught her. I finally got her. Like, somebody is a little harder to get.
Really?
Yes. Am I wrong here?
What's that? There's no right and wrong here, except there is pretty much everything wrong about the way I'm likely more often than not to be critical, pretty much all the time, actually, of the men. Once in a while, yeah. Remember that movie with Demi Moore? I think it was Michael Douglas. She was the boss, and he was her underling, and she had her eye on him, and she got him, and then she fired him, and then there was a lawsuit. Remember, I don't remember what the name of the movie was. Goes back probably 10, 11, 12 years. Anybody remember that, or am I the only one who remembers that movie?
No, I do, and I can't remember the name of it either.
Well,
I can kind of picture her in it, yeah. Actually.
So there may be that we are throwing grist into the mill here by, in effect, being kind of sexist. I can hear some of the women with whom I have relationships, have friendships, have ideas. It's just really interesting that all of this stuff is as it is in America or in Canada or anywhere in the year 2014. But look at this situation in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia king has his daughters under house arrest for 10 years.
Wow.
Because he's a sexist pig.
For what?
Because they've criticized their father and his lifestyle.
Huh.
And the fact that he is abusive to women, has 40 wives, and who knows how many children. And they have criticized him. The ex-wife, who lives in either London or Paris, says the guy is a double pig. And she tells stories quite frequently, I think more of them have come in the last week or so, about him beating her up and abusing his children. And you know, that's what goes on with money in Saudi Arabia. And in fact, a lot of places in the Middle East. And it isn't just with, well, I think I've gone about as far as I need to go with this.
It is true, as troubled as we can be here.
Yeah.
If you're a woman or if you're a minority, this is the place to be. And yeah. This is it. You've got to be grateful that we have the opportunities that we do here.
888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. If you'd like to comment, Jennifer Horn, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, Doug@DougStephan.com. Fans of Variety, this is your season, because the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings are serving up a limited time Buffalo Grilled Cheese and Southwest Philly Sandwich. Take your pick, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. We're sponsored.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Breathe it in, kid.
Clean fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 17 after the hour. It's the 1st of May. It's May Day. So
that's right.
We're talking about Mayor Rob Ford.
Speaking of someone who needs a May Day.
Well, here's Zac Efron's story. Same thing, basically. During a very candid interview with a Hollywood Reporter, he admits that he goes to Alcoholic Anonymous meetings on the heels of reports that he never really addressed problems that he had when he went to rehab before. He said, I think it's changed my life. 26 years old. Guy looks a lot older than that to me. And he usually plays romantic leads, doesn't he? He's a pretty popular actor.
Oh, yeah, especially with the Teeny Boppers, because he was in High School Musical. And
well, he was doing an interview promoting the movie he's in with Seth Rogen that starts, I think, next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And he says that one of the reasons he went is because he is a role model. He became a success at a young age, saying you have to accept the moments of glory, but also you have great responsibility. You know, in a manner of speaking, I got to give the guy a little credit.
I give him credit,
here,
yep. Because so many of them say, I'm not a role model. I never asked to be a role model. Well, you know, you are by association.
Yeah, you are. Okay, Bob Hoskins, many of you remember him from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, died yesterday. Only 71.
I know, really young, right?
Yeah.
Does it say what happened? Because when I heard he first passed away, it didn't give a reason
why.
Well,
he had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had pneumonia, that means he had something else.
He had Parkinson's.
Oh, did he, Kenny? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
when did that start?
He announced it a couple years ago and said he was retiring because he couldn't do it anymore.
So his final role was in that Snow White movie.
Yeah, but 2012, I think.
Yeah, he was a good character actor and in a lot of different roles. He was around a lot. Anyway, he was in Mermaids, remember that?
I loved that movie, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, a sad bit of note. The sexiest woman in the world...
Oh, thanks, Dougie!
...is Jennifer...
What?
But the sexiest.
What? Lawrence.
Lawrence.
It's wrong, Dougie. It has to be. Check again.
All right. The sexiest woman in the world is Michael Fortier.
No.
No?
Beat me again.
21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This from Insuper. Like it. By the way, his sweater weather. This guy's from New Hampshire. He knows about sweater weather. Yeah.
It's too cold. Now. And it's too cold. It's too
the competitors currently, as the season wraps up, Alex Preston, Caleb Johnson, Sam Wolf, Jessica Muse, Jenna or Gina. I guess her name, I've been pronouncing it incorrectly.
Jenna, I think.
Is it Jenna? I thought I heard somebody say Gina last
time. Read her whole name.
So. Irene. Gina. Irene.
Jenna Irene.
Jenna Irene. Okay. I thought I heard Ryan say Gina last week. And Sam Wolf. I think that is. No, I said him twice. Are there five people or six that were left after last week? I see five names here.
I think they're down to six.
Alex Preston, Caleb Johnson, Sam Wolf, Jessica Muse.
Jenna Irene.
And who's the sixth one?
Jenna Irene is five.
No, that's five, right. I don't see a sixth one.
Oh, maybe they're down to five.
I think they're down to five, yeah. All right, so anyway.
Well, there'd be no math.
That was yesterday. Today's today, Kenny. Meanwhile, from television last night, the late-night shows, starting with Conan O'Brien and a joke or two from the other important late-night jokesters.
Major League Lacrosse, I like this story. Major League Lacrosse is upset at Jay-Z because in one of his new lyrics, he calls the sport soft. Jay-Z called lacrosse soft. Yeah, meanwhile, rappers are upset that Jay-Z is now rapping about lacrosse. When will the rap lacrosse wars end? I want to know.
Despite being banned from the NBA, Sterling isn't giving up. In fact, he's actually starting his own basketball league with a bunch of new teams that appeal more to white people.
Really?
Yep. And we actually have a sneak
peek. Really? Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Huh?
And we have a sneak peek of some of the team names.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's take a look. First up is the Denver J. Crew Catalogs. That's a great team.
Great team.
The other team we have, the Wyoming Whole Foods. It's
that's good.
All the basketballs are organic. That's why it's more expensive. Then we have the Oregon Offbeat Clappers. They're pretty good. Go, go team. Go, go, go. Love that hip-hop music. And finally, we have the Austin Paladines. That's a great...
Neanderthals then evolved and mated with the early humans. As a matter of fact, one of them later became governor of California.
Or mayor of Toronto.
Yeah.
More recently, one of them, I understand, owns an NBA franchise.
Ukraine's acting president announced today that the government has lost control after several more government buildings were taken over by pro-Russia forces. Another sign that they've lost control? The phrase, acting president. I'm here for the part of president.
All right. So how many people know who James Winston is? Michael Premier. His name is James? I thought it was James. Oh, no, there's an I in his name. Okay, yeah. Anybody know who he is?
Apparently Michael does, so go ahead. Right.
Well, that would give you a clue. He's a sports figure. He won the Heisman Trophy, but apparently he's also a shoplifter. Walked out of a supermarket without paying for $32 worth of crab legs.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Be careful.
You're going to steal something? Go for something more fun than that.
Crawfish instead. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, can lying in elections be made illegal?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, when you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. An outside group was shown to have lied in ads in an election. Can the law make lying in elections illegal for people who advertise or candidates themselves?
I think the whole idea is ridiculous. I mean, it would be like dragging Rich and me into court to prosecute one of us for saying there was no social mobility or there was a lot of social mobility in America. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to say ditto. Are you allowed to say that on your program, Mark?
Well, we don't have that many ditto heads listening. By the way, it would be nice if there were a litmus test when people lied and there was facts to show it, but truthiness cannot be litigated.
It's also very complex, you know, at times.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are a lot of things going on today that will have impact in the world. And let's go to some of them right now as Jennifer Horn is eager to talk about Jerry Adams, who used to be her boyfriend, but now no longer. He was in the same line with Nathan Fillion
really?
And Zac Efron. And let's see, who else is it? Oh, George Clooney is gone from that. But Jerry Adams was arrested.
Oh,
yesterday.
No.
Jerry
I didn't know he was my boyfriend.
Really? Well, I'm just filling in. I saw you. You sneak around. Remember this fellow, the Irish Republican Army? My God, haven't thought about these guys for years and years and years. Pretty nasty bunch. And apparently he was connected with an execution of a woman suspected of spying for the Brits in 1972. So let's see here. Maybe what we ought to do is get him to tell us how to execute our bad guys here in America. Apparently, yeah, he did a better job of it than we're doing. Irish Republican Army. He was like a hero. When you look at him, you think he looks like the president of some country, right? Very distinguished guy. This is a bad guy. And apparently, some of the things that happened in his past, kind of for some reason or another, I thought he was given some sort of, what is it when you... Give somebody, you give them a pass. What happens? What is that word that I'm looking for? When you have, you get rid of their past, you give them.
You scrub them clean?
No, no, there's a word.
Witness protection?
No. when somebody is let out of jail at the end.
Oh, you give them a new alias?
No.
Okay.
Ken,
wow. Ken any guesses here?
Oh, I'm working on it.
I thought mine were pretty okay, but...
No, the point of the story is that after all these years, this guy, his past is catching up with him. And you wonder, when you think about the things that the IRA did, they were the same as the terrorists that we fight today.
Right.
They were the same.
Car bombs.
Exact bomb, killing people right and left, blowing up stuff. Yep. This was a bad, bad dude. And then he became... isn't that awful? When the president pardons, he was
immunity.
Immunity. Thank
okay.
You. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, and I should have thought of it again. But thank you for thinking about it. Anyway, immunity for all of his past crimes. I thought that was part of the deal, but apparently it wasn't. So he's in the news. The essence of this bungled execution that I made reference to a minute ago, the Oklahoma execution that went horribly awry. A lot of people who are on death row have called their lawyers and are planning appeals, not only in Oklahoma, but wherever the death penalty is around the country. How many states still have the death penalty? More than a dozen, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So anyway, you can sure bet this will go back to the Supreme Court. Cruel and unusual punishment. I'm surprised capital punishment hasn't been something that got some traction before this. Frankly, when you get right down to brass tacks, you think about how much money we spend executing people, and whether or not the only reason that we keep doing it is because somebody somewhere thinks that it's a deterrent, which it isn't, because it takes too long. In some cases, there are people on death row for 30 years going through all their appeals. In some cases, it's better to get the death penalty than it is to get life in prison. Because some people who have gone through the process and, at some point in time, because they keep working the cases, they find evidence that shows that the people who were, in this case, they were convicted of a crime weren't guilty of it at all. And that's one of the main problems I have with the death penalty. Unless you're absolutely sure.
You have to be sure.
You don't put somebody to death.
Does
you don't
put somebody to death. Mean that you're absolutely sure?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. There are a lot of people who confess for stuff they didn't do for whatever the reason. Anyway, Kenny, is there a comment or two on that? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, with regard to the execution and the way to put people to sleep or get rid of people. It was a badly botched mess, actually.
Yeah, there's a bunch of comments. Seth says we should go back to the firing squad. Quick, efficient, and cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Quick, efficient, and cheap. But it's cruel. Why is it cruel? You don't feel anything.
Hey, the end result is the same, really.
Right. But even the people who would argue, the only reason that is felt to be cruel and unusual is because it's loud.
Right.
And it's a big demonstration instead of somebody being put on a gurney and they stick something in his arm.
Right.
Or her arm. All right, what else, Kenny?
Richard says, my issue is that lethal injection was pushed as a clean and painless way to go.
Mm.
It is very messy, fails more than we know. If we're going to execute, why try to deceive ourselves about it being unpleasant for the condemned?
Mm-hmm.
Hanging works. Witnessing both will sell you on the rope real fast.
This guy, by the way, took 43 minutes to die, and nobody thought he was going to die except he had a heart attack.
Ugh.
So the long line of
problems. That's
got
to be hard to watch. Whoever was there, I mean, how do you get over that? No matter how bad this guy is, how do you get over that as a spectator?
Mm-hmm. What else, Kenny?
John says the death penalty is not a deterrent, and many individuals on death row are in fact innocent. Mm-hmm. Killing one innocent person is one too many.
Yep, that I agree with 100%. Is there a simple solution, a simple alternative, which avoids all of the problems involved with injecting these lethal drugs? What do you think? The problem associated with using drugs to execute convicted murderers and other people occur because the drugs are being injected.
What does that mean?
That means the drugs are stuck into your body with a needle.
But how else would you get them in there?
Oh, there's such thing as a pill.
Yeah. But
why
then you have the people that want to
pill?
Put it under their tongue and...
Well, sooner or later, I mean,
bite
it's a
your
way
finger
of,
when you're
of,
shoving it in there.
Of administering it. You put a pill in water and then you give it to somebody, you have them drink it. The problem includes finding people competent to start and maintain intravenous lines, who are not prohibited from participating in executions by ethical and professional guidelines. Finding all of these drugs is a joke because they're available every day to any vet in the country, mm-hmm, who puts dogs and cats, and in my case, cows, to sleep on the farm.
I mean, I think it's got to be an injection. They just have to do it right. I mean, you and I have talked about this. If they do it in the doses, I mean, you put your cows to sleep if they use the right stuff. Do you remember that video from, there was a rapper, and I can't remember who it was, who tried to force feed himself because he was contending that it was unethical to force feed prisoners in our system? And he went through it and actually had someone drop the tube down. I would think that would be very similar to trying to put in an IV or something. I mean, it's almost just put the shot in. I mean, how can that, but why is it so hard for them to get this right?
Because they're incompetent, like most of the people who are involved in the bureaucracy that has become out of control in our government. State-wise, federal government, another incompetence that is so much a part of our landscape today in this country. Everything fails pretty much because we have bad administrators, bad bureaucrats, a bad system. It's all bad because there's too many people and nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Another example. This is so simple to fix. So simple to fix. 888-302-3684. Go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, I was going to say, I just, you know, I go back to the pet discussion that we've had, that we were just touched on. We had a dog who was really ill with, ravaged by cancer, and we put her down this past December, and less than a minute.
Yeah. Done.
Hugged her, said her goodbyes.
Yeah.
The vet did his thing. It was over.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even whimper. It was just boom.
Gone. My cow, same thing with the cow last year. All right, enough on this. Let's talk about another legal incident. Matter of fact, we have a fellow who's an expert on voter ID laws to talk with us in a moment about the federal judge striking down Wisconsin's law requiring voters there to produce photo ID. Whaley, if you haven't gotten upset yet today, here's your chance.
This will be it.
Yep, stand by for this. You're going to be boiling after this conversation coming up in 2 minutes on Good Day.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, my suggestion is you take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Judge Lynn Edelman of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin earlier this week struck down Wisconsin's law requiring voters there to produce a photo ID at polling places. All right, so we've had this argument before. Let's see if we can work it through. Hans von Spakovsky is a gentleman who's familiar with voter ID laws. And so, as a matter of fact, he's been on the Federal Election Commission, so he has great insight into this. Hans, happy to have you here. What's the essence of this decision in your mind?
Well, it's actually a very arrogant decision because the judge came to the exact opposite conclusion of the U.S. Supreme Court. And in fact, he basically said that he really didn't have to follow the precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court, which, as you know, is not the way things are supposed to work in federal court. And the reason I say that is, look, Indiana, which is a neighboring state to Wisconsin, they put in a photo ID law 8 years ago. That case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said it's perfectly constitutional, and yet this judge comes to the opposite conclusion. And look, there's no question that this is a temporary win for opponents of voter ID, but I don't think it's a win that's going to last as it gets appealed up through the federal courts.
All right, so then why do judges make these decisions when they know they aren't going to hold?
Well, you know, he spends 90 pages going through and trying to justify his decision. Why did he do it? Well, look at his background. He was a Democratic state senator for, I think, 20 years. Before that, he was a Legal Aid Society lawyer. It's very clear.
So he's not using the law. He's using politics to make the decision, which is a criticism that more and more all up and down our system has become relevant, whether it's the Supreme Court, which is violating all kinds of things that are constitutional because of the political ramifications. Same thing, obviously, going on federal courts and jurisdictions all across the country. So how do we ever fix this? Is it gone? Is our system lost because it's broken? This is a perfect example of it being broken.
Well, unfortunately, it is, and President Obama is making things much worse. I mean, if you look at all of the many judges that he has nominated over the past 6 years of his term, you're getting a lot of people into the federal judgeships around the country who really don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in following the law. They have a liberal ideology, and they want to put it in.
That's unfortunately, there's argument to be made on the other side as well. You can make that argument about Obama and make it stick, but you can also make the argument about Bush and make it stick. As long as I can remember, and I've been around for probably longer than you have, I can now, it goes back to, I think, maybe I was thinking about Father Bush, but he was pretty even-handed. The appointments to various, whether it's the Supreme Court, well, maybe it was Daddy Bush, because there was a lot of stuff about Clarence Thomas, and it had nothing to do with Anita. It just had to do with, you know, the bias that was so obvious with these people. And you can look at some of the appointments that have been made to judgeships all over the country, whether it's federal, whether it's state. At least when you have a judge that's elected to a jurisdiction, you know what his or her bias is, and if you want to vote for him because of the bias. But the point is, I'm getting to the flaw here. It is not based on the law. It's based on some political interpretation of the law, and it ought not to be that. It wasn't always that way.
Well, no, it wasn't. But look, that's what's being taught, unfortunately, in law schools across the country.
Right. Okay, so the law schools are part of the problem. I think you're right there. But to get to the basic bottom line here, here's another example of people with any kind of common sense say to themselves, what the hell are you talking about? You can't produce a photo ID that proves it's you? That means you, Hans von Spakovsky, could walk in to the voting place where I vote in Massachusetts and say, I'm Mr. Stefan, and I'm going to take a ballot and vote. They don't know. I don't know who I am.
That's right. And look, Wisconsin, just like every other state that's put in one of these, put in a provision that said, look, if you don't have an ID, you'll get one provided for free. And yet this judge decided that, well, it's just too much of a burden for somebody to have to go down and get a free ID. Look, this case has gotten huge amount of publicity, but look, just 2 months ago, another federal district court judge, which is, you know, the same level of court in Tennessee, actually upheld Tennessee's
That shows
ID.
How silly the system is, how broke it is. The judge said blacks and Latinos are disproportionately likely to live in poverty. If you live in poverty, you can't drive to get a photo ID. What a bunch of lot. Ugh. All right, Hans, thank you. Hans von Spakovsky with some thoughts on the Wisconsin voter law.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time to clear the air on the Good Day program. 53 minutes after the hour brings us to Tech Talk time. A couple of really interesting stories today. I guess you'll be the judge of that as to whether you stick around for a couple of minutes. We'll pour over Shelley Palmer's information first, and then a story from DougStefan.com about the future of driving. The technology is really cool. Matter of fact, Meredith and I were walking up the street. Where were we? We walked up. What the heck is that? I never can remember the street. It's just up from where I live, Jennifer. Begins with an M, and I always want to say Madison, Marathon, but it's not. It's a very she kind of a place. And we were walking along, and there were two places to plug in electric cars along the street. And they'd taken down the regular everywhere in Santa Monica. There's a parking meter, but they took the parking meters down and put these electric plug things in, and there were two cars that were plugged into them. You go into a restaurant, have a dinner, plug in your car, it's free.
Yeah, you have to if you want to go to dinner kind of far, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to recharge during dinner.
Home.
And walk home, walk off the dinner. All right, anyway, Shelley Palmer is going to talk with you about Facebook's most recent update to its video playback system. That info coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at msnbc.com/growinghope.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever wanted to access your computer from your Android phone, your wish has been granted. Google recently launched a Chrome Remote desktop app, which lets you control your PC or Mac from an Android smartphone or tablet, no matter where you are. Setting up remote access is easy, too. On your computer, download the Chrome Remote desktop app from the Chrome Web Store, which generates a code. Plug this code into the app on your phone, and you'll instantly receive remote access. The web version of the app has been around for about a year and a half, letting you access one computer from another through the same process. This new update brings the same power to your phone. There have been a number of rumors of an iOS version of the app as well, but Google hasn't announced anything about that version. But if you've got an Android and you want remote access to your PC or Mac, the Chrome Remote Desktop app is now available for download in the Google Play Store. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Shop Sam's Club this weekend during our spring open house. No membership required. Get inspired for outdoor fun with items like premium steaks for grilling, wireless Bluetooth speakers for your patio, and more. So come into Sam's Club and see how much you can save at our spring open house, May 2nd through 4th. Join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
All right, so from the world of technology, Google introducing self-driving cars. This is something, of course, that starts in California. This is a very interesting development here. Google has been fine-tuning how the software running its fleet of automated vehicles handles complexities of stop-and-go driving in heavily populated areas. So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you what you think about the future of self-driving cars. A, it's awesome. I can't wait to get one. B, I might use it occasionally, just like cruise control. C, I might try it after work, after they work out the bugs. D, I don't like the idea of giving up control. E, I'm still waiting for flying cars. That's what I want. Bring on the Jetsons.
I want a flying car.
Here's George Jetson.
Bong, 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 bong.
All right, check the poll out. Please take it every day at DougStefan.com. Thank you very much.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.